Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information and Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so this is, of course, Horse Thursday, and it is May tomorrow. It's April 30th, and I can't believe it's May tomorrow. April has just flown by for me. Anyway, I'm super happy to be with you all here today. Thursdays are one of my favorite days because I get to spend with all of you and my amazing co-hosts that I get to talk with every week, and I love having them with me. Please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions or comments, testimonials, anything like that. We would love to hear from you. Of course, as a reminder, on this show, we really have to keep it to horse stories, using the horse Beamer, and really behavioral and training type things. We can't talk about anything more than that on this public forum. So please keep your questions and your comments to those subjects, and that would be great. All right, I guess without further ado, I'll say hi to Nate. Hi, Nate.
Good afternoon. It's a pretty rainy day here in Indiana. We've had rain for the last 3 days, and I'm going to have to actually bale my grass by the time I'm able to get out and get on it. But anyway, we're glad to be with you. It's always fun to be a part of this show.
All right, Nate. Thanks for being on. It's actually going to be a beautiful day, I think, here in the Pacific Northwest. Blue sky. I think it's going to be a little chillier today, though. I think we're only going to get up to about 60 or so. But in the next couple of days, it's supposed to get even higher than that. But I will take it because we always get a lot of rain around here. So I know with grass, though, this time of year when we're getting a couple days of rain and then we get a couple of like 70-degree day, my grass is – I can practically watch it grow. It's growing so fast this time of year. So, all right. It looks like we do have two callers already, Nate, but I don't know if you want to talk about your Saturday, or let's take some callers, and then we'll have you chat about that in a little bit.
That sounds good.
Okay. Let's see who we've got this morning. We've got area code 870. Area code 870. You're live on Blog Talk. Hello, 870. Well, we'll have to try them again in just a second. All right. Our next caller we've got is 818. Area code 818. You're live on Blog Talk.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're kind of cutting out a little bit, but yes.
Okay. Is that better?
Oh, that's better. Hi. Who is this?
Oh, good. Hi. My name is Laura, and I am new to the Beamer Horse unit, but I had a few questions kind of about the unit and first time, you know, using it. And I wasn't sure if this was the exact avenue for that, but I figured I would try. before I buy one, because I really would like to start working with the horse unit, I've been doing the pro set for about a year on the human side, and have worked with actually quite a few animals with that. I have a sanctuary for injured and disabled animals. Phenomenal for all my different critters. I'm going to be, in order to do the horse, I don't have horses or large animals, but I know another friend who runs a horse rescue. And so we'll be bringing, I think I'm going to rent a unit for a week and go out there and work with her horses just to kind of get my feet wet and figure out how I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
and then obviously if she is very, if she is as blown away as I have been when I have seen it, then she is kind of the contact to the horse world in my area.
Absolutely.
So anyways, so that's kind of my plan. But I wanted to ask, you know, typically the first time using it, from what I understand, you do a 5 minute or number one. But then I heard I've heard a few people say they follow it with a, which I'm assuming is a number two. So you get 15 the first time. And I just wasn't sure kind of on the, being that it's the first time, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So absolutely. You know, Laura, actually I'm going to have Nate take this because actually and Nate, this is going to be a perfect segue into talking about your Saturday. You are in perfect timing of luck here because this Saturday is a special online training and they're going to talk about this exact stuff. So Nate, go ahead and talk about what you have going this Saturday.
A lot of exciting things this Saturday. And, you are correct, and actually that's a lot of the different things that we're going to be going over is actual usage and how to actually introduce it to animals. And as we know, that there's really no set protocols, but we can offer some good advice on how to introduce it to an animal and run it through its course. And really it's about observing animals and seeing how they respond. Just as different as we are, animals are also very different. And we'll see that some will respond better to setting one, and some might respond better to two. But needless to say, you want to actually increase it gradually. And there is a time and place that you might actually do it, say a program one, and then follow it with a program two. But that's definitely later down the road. So we'll be going through all that this Saturday, if you can be on the call. It's our first ever horse set Saturday. It's going to be for about 3.5 hours. It's going to be divided into two sections. And so the very first session for about the first hour and a half or so is going to be a time that you can invite guests, any potential clients that you're working with, just all kinds of different people. Matter of fact, I've seen that we're actually going to have people from other countries. There hasn't been anything ever done like this. And we've spent a lot of time putting together, in my opinion, a wonderful slide presentation and a lot of information. It's really going to help you going forward. But that'll start at 12 noon Eastern time. And it will go all the way till 3:30. And there's going to be a lot of information, question-answer time. We're going to have two veterinarians on the call. I'm pretty sure that you're going to get a lot of really good information, and it's going to help you in your process of helping all those other type of animals. And we do have to say that understanding that pro as we for humans, and the horse set is, of course, for horses. And anything other than that is an off-level. But we also know that we all have blood. It needs to flow. And so in some cases, we just can't help our pets because they love to gravitate towards our pro. We're on it. But we're going to try to keep it as much as possible to its specific uses. And so we'll be talking about horses mainly on a particular day. So stay tuned. The first half, like I said, is going to be for anybody that you want to introduce to this. And then the second half is going to be some more in-depth training for IBDs, how to do sessions, things to do, things not to do, how to approach a horse, talking more about science and how it works with Dr. Kate and she's going to go into more detail. And it's pretty amazing when you take a look at these animals and you really break them down. They are amazing. And so very good information. And so please join us. You will not be disappointed. I don't think anybody's going anywhere else. So make sure you plug in on Saturday, 12 Eastern, and you can work out your time zone for yourself wherever you're at. But you will get some very, very good information, I'll guarantee you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and Laura, just so you know where to find it, just in this last week from the Motivational Monday from our national directors, there is the invite right in that email. So you've got there's phone numbers, or you can click right on the link to the Zoom meeting. So everyone, they've made it super easy for you just to go into that email that they sent everyone and just click and go to the meeting. So.
Yes, I saw that and do plan on doing that. I just wasn't sure, you know, I didn't know exactly what it was going to cover. So Nate's, explanation right now was wonderful, because that you don't actually, you don't get quite the same explanation in writing. But I do have one other question. And again, this may be something
sure.
that's better handled on that weekend. And if not, I've heard about people doing it daily with their horses, but I also know that animals seem to hold on to it potentially a little differently. So I just wasn't sure if I will be doing sessions for horses, how often, you know, is not preferred, but or is the length of time too, that it's still, you know, still going to be valid, but, you know, what to tell people in terms of that, you know, is it a once a week thing or multiple times a week, depending on obviously what the condition is, if it's an injury or something, you know, like that versus just general health.
That is a very good question, and that is something that we definitely will be going over,
okay.
because it is safe to do it every day. It's actually safe to do it twice a day. Is it actually needed? There lies the different scenario. It just depends on, you know, doing it twice a day would be something that you would probably do on a horse that you are very active with, whether you're in training, whether you're competing. But if you're actually just looking at a basic regimen, so to speak, for keeping a horse in tune and healthy, probably about three times, maybe four times a week. But we're going to go over those different scenarios to spell it out. And, again, it really depends on the horse itself, and especially if it has anything that would pertain to where a veterinarian would come and do tactics with the horse. There's also an inference there that we're going to go over. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're working with veterinarians, because the best way to expose them to this is literally to let them see the results. And I have one of my units right now is out on rental. And a friend of mine owns a pretty nice size stable, and they got a horse with some pretty serious issues. And so we did check with the veterinarian. He says, yeah, he says, I'm not familiar with it, but he says it makes sense. Increased blood flow can't be bad. And so we got his blessing, and we have been using the Beamer now for about a week on this particular horse. And the veterinarian was back out yesterday, and he was literally blown away. So the best way to actually introduce it to your veterinarian is to work with them. And so we definitely will be going over those different items. And I don't want to give it all away, because we really are going into some depth of everything that we're going to go over Saturday. But stay tuned. It will be worth your while.
Okay. I actually thought of one other question. And again, it could be, and just say Saturday if it's a Saturday thing. But in terms of her foals, there's another horse rescue that I want to be volunteering at one day, and they rescue nurse mare foals. And so I mean, obviously, it's a huge blanket. So for babies, it's a little bit different. But I also wasn't sure if you have two of them standing together, if kind of putting it over both almost makes a horse. You know, and I just wasn't sure about, you know, the kind of one at a time or whether it could work that way doing two of them or that kind of a thing. So I hope to be helping transport them someday. And I figured this would be very, very helpful in a cross-country journey kind of thing.
Oh,
so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because horses tend to, you know, if they're being confined to the environment of a trailer and you're going long distances, well, they're not able to move. And a lot of times they end up getting locked up. But first and foremost, to your question, I mean, literally, you got to have blood flow. Was it going to hurt them would be the first thing. And the question is no, or I should say the answer is no. How would you actually do that? Well, those are some different things and some other avenues that we have in place that we're really introducing also is the MEC. You know, we have now two veterinarians that are working with Beamer that you can actually call the MEC Center and get some actual answers from a veterinarian. And so I'm not a veterinarian, and I'm not going to even pretend that I have that much information. So I want to make sure that you get the right answers to your questions so you can actually contact the medical expert center. And so we'll be going over that, and both of those veterinarians will be on the call on Saturday. So you can take a look at that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you, Laura, and you're perfect timing. Perfect timing for you for getting started on this that you have this Saturday to get you started.
Yes, I am. I am very much looking forward to that.
All right. Well, good luck, and we'd love to have you come back on and share some stories once you get started.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Laura. And, you know, I just want to take a second and talk about that, you know, medical expert line that they've got. And, you know, we've always had that for the human unit. And so it's so great now to have that avenue for the horse unit as well now, too. So please take advantage of that, guys, because that's a really, really great resource that we have now. So, and before I take our next caller, I want to say hi to Tiff, who came on. Hi, Tiff.
Good morning, everyone. Sorry, I was just a little bit late getting on this morning, but thanks for having me. It's beautiful here. The sun has been so nice, and we've been riding a lot and just soaking it all up, staying home. Thanks for having me.
I know. You sent me a picture last week of your little son on your horse, and it was like, I don't have a horse right now, and I've had one most of my life, and so it just really made me want to go riding, and I have to go down to the friend's stable down here and get some time in because I've missed it lately. All right. So our next caller, I think, is – I don't have any of my notes because I'm in a different office today, but I think this is Jane. Hi, Jane.
Raina, you have a great memory. It is Jane in Lexington, Kentucky. And I'd love to know where the caller was from. I don't know if she said or I missed it. It sounds like she's in an area where they're doing breeding, a lot of breeding. Anyway, that doesn't matter. I've worked a lot over 30 years in nonprofits. I work with them, for them, volunteer for them, support them in many different ways. I got some great advice, and I'd love to pass this on to you who asked about working with nonprofits and, you know, more about how to do the Beamer. Nonprofits generally raise money, and that money goes to the care of the horses. And it's pretty hard sometimes to take $5,000 out of what you're scrambling sometimes to raise and put it towards one Beamer vet unit. So here was the advice given to me, and I thought it was great. They often have fundraisers, maybe twice a year, maybe a big one once a year. Offer to set up a booth with a Beamer and try to raise money for some of their sponsors that are there, okay, and maybe get a sponsor of the nonprofit to come up with the cost of the Beamer. That's just a little tidbit that I thought I'd throw out. I thought it was a very good idea.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I work with the Therapeutic Riding Center here down here just down the road from me, and they do one big fundraiser a year and then two kind of small ones. And, you know, I've always donated, you know, Beamer sessions and, you know, things like that. And I've been able to be at a couple of them, and it's definitely a good resource and a way to maybe help them get a Beamer, because I know a lot of them really want Beamers, but a lot of them can't find the money for them, whether through, you know, donations or grants. It's a really hard thing to do. So, yeah, if we could help them get Beamers, that would be great, because they have so many horses coming in and out.
And I might just add to that.
Looking forward to May, Nate. I'm looking May tomorrow. Looking forward to your
well, not
May 7th.
Not tomorrow, Saturday. But
Saturday.
Hey, I just wanted to tag onto what you said there, Jane, and that is, you know, realizing that for those of us that have purchased the original, maybe 4 years ago, you know, your warranty is passed. Of course, like anything, value of it was depreciated. And depending on what you're doing and where you are financially, what better way than to help out some of these organizations, some of these different animals, than to literally donate? You know, because at that point in time, you might be lucky to get $2,000 for a unit. But if you're of the mindset that you want to help out more than retrieve financial, man, if you were to actually give, which then write it off, but look at what's going to happen with that. And so now you have a whole other element, and if you have a good relationship with a particular facility, of course, they're going to scratch your back. So as people start seeing the benefits of this for their animals, I'm sure that you will be getting referrals back from that particular owner of that facility or nonprofit. So if you do have a unit out there and you are able to actually donate it, please do so. And we would like to recognize you here on Blog Talk, because that is an admirable thing to do. So just there's another little tip for you guys out there if you do have an extra unit that you want to donate.
Absolutely. Great idea. And in any way we can help out all those horses and those owners and, you know, all of those, like the Therapeutic Grounding Center, you know, so many people are donating so much of their time and energy and their own money to be keeping these kind of programs afloat, that anything that we can do to help is really great. So please think about that. All right. I think, unless I can get back to it, yeah, I think that. Oh, I said that, and then a number popped up. Oh, but I think this is Laura again. Maybe, is that you, Laura?
Yes, yes, it is. It is me. that's a great idea in terms of the donation thing. I hadn't really thought about that, but that for this horse rescue would be great. I happen to be in California, to answer Jane's question. And the Nurse Mare Foal organization that I hope to volunteer with after my husband retires is in Athens, Ohio. So, and it's called Last Chance Corral. So anyway, but just to answer some questions.
Perfect. Thanks so much for coming back on, Laura.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I think that was all of our callers for today. So I don't know if, Nate, if you want to take a couple. I mean, you talked most about your Saturday, but I don't know if you want to share anything else. I know you've been working with a couple horses, or you were last week. I don't know if you've got anything fun and new to share, or, you know, Tiff for that matter, too. I know you're working with at least your own horses. Hello.
Hey, so not too much going on here as far as our own horses. Sorry. Actually,
that's okay.
My unit is with a Braille Futurity trainer that's in our area that's doing some pretty extensive training right now, getting ready for the Futurities once they open back up. But
mm-hmm.
She's been using my unit, and I've been going there twice a week, riding with her. It's just her and I, so it's a very small arrangement, so we're still, you know, abiding by the stay home order in a sense, but that's kind of our arrangement. But she's doing a great job. She's seeing some amazing results. I can't go in detail, but it's just really helping with the recovery from the training, and she's just
very, very happy with the results. And my horses, again, they've been using it, and it's been helping with them. And the training, we've been getting back into the routine and going well.
Awesome. I was kind of half donated. I gave him a pretty good deal on that old vet unit, speaking of that.
Rainy.
They have to have bought it. Yep.
You're breaking all up. It was all garbled.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm not sure what's going on. I'm sitting in one place too. Is that better?
No, it's really all garbled. I don't know if you can hear me okay, but for some reason you're broken up.
Oh, I'm not sure. Well, then I won't share my story. Why don't you go ahead and chat then?
Well, I was just going to say, and actually I was talking, and it was like, shoot, anyway, you know, what I love about working with animals is just seeing the results. You know, we've all experienced in so many different ways in this unit that my friend Renning, this horse was having a hard time literally walking, and when literally turned this particular horse out and went out, you know, crying out, like, you got to be kidding me. It's only been not but a week. And, you know, what's more rewarding than to be able to help like that? And also at the same time, get the actual narrative. And it definitely got his attention. And so, well, we got a meeting set up a little bit further. But it is just so much fun just to be able to be a part of their lives and see how we can help them. I'm not sure if we had the 801-473.
Oh, yep.
Is that one? Rainy, are you there?
Kind of sound a little. Nate, can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're still breaking up, my dear.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up to me, so it must be my phone. We do have this 801. We'll go ahead and open that up. 801,
okay, so
if you can hear me, you're live on
BlogTalk.
Hi, this is Cindy Parkinson from Utah, and I don't have a horse unit yet, but I have some horse people interested, and I actually have an owner of a nonprofit organization. I was wondering if Jane would be willing to share her number with me so I could get some more information about that. I'm really looking forward to the event on Saturday, and I have some people that are getting on it. So,
great.
Well, Jane, it looks like Jane jumped off, but I hope you can hear me. I will take down your phone number and give it to Jane.
Thank you so much. And all of you, I just, you know, even not having a horse unit yet or having anyone that has purchased one, I've had my Beamer for a year now, but I just really appreciate what I learn from each of you every week. Not, you know, even, I just really appreciate the call. At first I thought, I don't need to get on the horse call, but it's just really been helpful to me, so I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it. All right. Actually, it looks
okay.
Like Jane popped back on. So, Jane,
hi,
Rainy.
I just had a call.
Number?
I had to take. You're breaking up. I can hardly understand you. I hope I'm okay.
I know. I'm sorry. I should just let Nate talk.
Yeah, you're okay, Jane. Did you have something else you wanted to share with us?
When I got back on, I heard Rainy say, oh, it looks like Jane just got off. So I thought maybe someone had a question.
No, we just had another caller that wanted to have your number, so we will pass that on to you after the call's over.
Oh, okay, great, Nate. Happy to do that.
We do have another caller, 510-375, you're live on Blog Talk. If you're there, unmute yourself, 510-375. Okay. Well,
I guess not.
Evidently, they're not there.
We have another one.
Okay. How about now we can hear you okay, Rainey. 910-398. 912-398. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi.
Good morning or afternoon, depending on where you are. and who is this? Hello? 912-398, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you now.
Okay. Well, now I understand why everybody says, can you hear me? Because I unmuted myself. Anyway, this is Beth Martin from Savannah, Georgia. I just kind of funny because I'm a small animal veterinarian, but I am going to have been going back to my equine roots in training simply because of Beamer, which is amazing. Never really wanted to be an equine vet, even though I'm born and raised from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Still have family there. And just one comment is, you know, let's not forget that the Derby was supposed to be this Saturday. So we can honor, you know, that as well, Nate in the group, Marlise, et cetera. But it's funny. I had a question. I always hear about and have witnessed myself and with the equine unit, parasympathetic response, et cetera, the wonderful effects systemically. But tell me some, you know, do you have a story where it didn't go quite so para, and it went sympathetic, and, you know, what did you untie first? You know, have you had that kind of response where, you know, something just happened, not saying that it's the Beamer at all, but do you have any story like that? Because I have yet to hear one.
Well, I do have to say, personally, I have not. We have had some horses that you would think that, you know, you want to be very cautious with, especially younger stallions. You know how amped up they can be. And I literally had an Arabian 3-year-old stallion that when this horse was brought out to us, I told the owner right off the bat, I said, you can put the blanket on this one. And I mean, this horse was supercharged from the word go. And it was interesting why we were there. We put him into cross ties, and their gardener came around, and he had a weed whacker that he went around the outside of the building, and he's hitting the metal siding with the weed whacker, and the horse about came on cork. And I mean, we were already standing and keeping our distance. But I do know that even that particular horse, once we applied the Beamer, within about 3 minutes, that particular owner was absolutely flabbergasted, and she ended up buying a Beamer right there on the spot because she watched this supercharged animal just melt before her eyes and just totally calm down. So I haven't had anything personally, and I have done hundreds of horses, seen it go the other way. It's not to say that it hasn't. You know, again, depending on the horse and the issues it's dealing with, we sometimes never know. But personally, no.
Yeah. And so instinctively, if something did go awry and they were, you know, tethered, you know, my instinct would be to make sure everybody's out of harm's way and then to untether. But I guess would that be, you know, I know it's a split-second decision if it was to go pretty bad. But, you know, if do you just stand back and let the owner? I mean, I think as a veterinarian, I'd be immediately looking at the owner and that's as I'm untethering, you know.
Correct.
you know. So that I'm just always thinking preventative, both in health and in lawsuits.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, Beth, those are – thank you for that comment. And that's really – you know, when you take a look at this, that's what we're trying to do, is to educate our distributors enough to where they can talk sensibly with owners, with trainers. And the biggest part is not to put themselves in any kind of situation of harm. So please be on the call for Saturday, because we will be going over some of those different items. But thank you for bringing that up, Beth.
You're welcome. See you Saturday.
All right. All right, Nate, how am I coming through?
You're fine now. I don't know what was going on with your phone, but it was really
crazy. I haven't moved an inch, so I'm not sure what's going on, or if it maybe it is Blog Talk too, because I know we've had some issues there. But I did want to talk about, you know, that too, and I've never had that response either. So I mean, again, I'm not saying it has never happened, but I've never seen that response either. And I know that Randy Hood, which I'm sure you've all heard of, is also Linda Tellington Jones's brother. He will go to a barn and ask for the most high energy horse, because they usually make the best example to be able to show, because they usually have the most kind of extreme response. And he's beamed, I don't know how many thousands of horses as well. So that tends to be the thing he asks for, is for that most high energy horse, so that you can kind of see the response the most dramatically. All right. And we are actually down to the end of the show time now. So I wanted to thank everyone for being on, and I'll send it around and have everyone say some final words. Anything, Tiff, anything response for that, or final words for the show?
Yeah, I also have not had any, same as what Nate had happened to him, where they were startled by something that was pretty dramatic. But other than that, they were very relaxed and in a parasympathetic state. But I am so excited for the Saturday event. I was actually selected. I was one of five in the country to share a testimonial. So I'm looking forward to that. And I look forward to hearing everything that's going to be taught, and we're going to have a great Saturday. And I look forward to hearing you all, and I hope you can all tune in. And thanks, Rainey, for all you do. Thanks, Nate. And I look forward to talking to you guys Saturday and also next week, Thursday.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Tiff. We love having you on. And Nate.
Well, again, it's always my pleasure to be a part of this, and I really enjoy it. And it's crazy. It just seems like the time flies by so fast. But please do tune in again this Saturday, May 2nd, noon Eastern time. You will get a lot of very, very good information. If you have anybody that you're talking to about the horse set, you want to make sure to get them on there and have some different testimonials, question and answers, good information. And so please join us. We'd love to be with you. And Tiff, make sure you do a compliant testimony.
No pressure, Tiff. But I'm
there's lots of protocol.
So I had to email several times. So. I know a lot of people have worked really, really hard on this Saturday to bring something brand new that, you know, the company's never done before to all of us, to help all of you guys. And so there's been a lot of time, a lot of effort, and a lot of love gone into this weekend, this Saturday event, to be able to share with you and help teach people. So please tune in, and Nate and team, we really appreciate everything that you guys are doing to help us out. So thank you so much for doing that, and I can't wait to hear it, what you guys have for all of us.
All righty. Well, we'll see you on Saturday.
Perfect. Thanks, everyone, so much. Be sure to tune in tomorrow to Recognition Friday. Otherwise, we'll talk to you all next Thursday. Aloha.
By an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business, we're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market